Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are live from those TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. Also, we could sit here for the next 20 minutes and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. But we won't. We could just talk about Discover. And we will do that because they redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. We've got Eddie House, the NBA champion and sharpshooter, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll have fun with him as we always do. But before that, we're going to get to the NFL. And the Green Bay Packers, both Rob and I, my pick to reach the Super Bowl out of the NFC.
Wowzy, 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 wowzy. Yes, we got that one wrong.
But they're 4-8. And now, and Rob, their last game, a loss to Philadelphia. Aaron Rodgers left the game with a rib injury. Jordan Love comes in there and looked good. 6 of 9, I think, for about 100 yards. Like, really looked good. It was, you know, it was scrap-up time. But he played better than I think we'd ever seen him play before.
Because we saw that Kansas City game, right? You remember that, when Aaron had the COVID.
Right. And so, but Love looked good. And that's not why, but it was before that even. People talking about, you know what, at the end of the season, if they don't look like they're going to make the playoffs, they need to play Jordan Love. And that is the case. A lot of people want to see Jordan Love, think it's what the organization needs to do. And here's Aaron Rodgers. He's not having it.
I'd love to finish the season out, but I understand, you know, this is a business, and, you know, there's a lot of us kind of older guys who, you know, play a decent amount, or they might want to see some younger guys play. So, you know, hopefully we don't have to have that conversation. But if that conversation comes up, you know, I'll approach that with an open mind and, you know, without any bitterness or resentment. You know, obviously, like I said, I want to win out, and we don't have to have those conversations. But, you know, I understand if we don't, that's a possibility to have that conversation.
Could it be beneficial for you to just get some rest and get ready to reload next season?
I mean, well, that's an assumption that this place won't look any different next year. So yeah. I think, again, that's part of the conversation.
Basically, Rob, and he said this after the game Sunday, he wants to keep playing until they're mathematically eliminated. And he does sound very open to, hey, if we are mathematically eliminated, then I will be mature, and I know they want to see Jordan, so I'll let that happen. That's what he sounds like he's saying to me. But, Rob, I'm going to be totally honest on this one. I personally want to see Jordan Love. Like, my appetite is whetted, if that's the way. I don't know if that's the right way.
Whetted.
It's whetted to
it's
see
whetted. It's wet.
After the way he looked against Philadelphia.
That's kind of like my jumper. My jumper is whetted. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. It's okay. Wet.
Right. But I want to see him play. I think the Packers need to see him play. But I got to be honest. If I'm Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers has the attitude he's supposed to have. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best to ever spin the football. Aaron Rodgers is supposed, no matter how bad he's been playing, no matter how bad the team's been playing, he is supposed to look at that roster where it's very close to the roster. Obviously, they don't have Davante Adams and a couple of other guys. But it's still enough of the guys that have been there when they won 13 games the last 3 years. He is supposed to feel like, man, we can run the table. Rob, here's their schedule. Chicago, winnable. Los Angeles Rams, winnable. Miami, you're certainly going to be an underdog. But Miami's going to lose again at some point, right? Maybe you can upset them. Minnesota, they're the favorite, but certainly not a world beater.
And that game is in Green Bay because they lost in Minnesota.
Rival. It's exactly. In Green Bay. You got to feel like you can win that. And then Detroit.
In Green Bay, right? Yes.
Yeah, that's Rob, and even if it were a tough schedule, Rob, it's one thing for you and me and other pundits to sit on TV and be like, they're done. They need to plan for next year. You can't think that as the Green Bay Packers, though. You got to be looking at this NFC, Rob. Look how bad freaking Tampa Bay looks.
Right.
Philly and Dallas look good. San Francisco, yes, but their offense struggles at times with Jimmy G. Like, you got to be looking at it like, hey, man, if we can just get in the tournament, we got a shot. I'm sorry. I personally want to see Jordan Love. I get Green Bay wanting to see him. But Aaron Rodgers has the mentality you should have as a gamer that, man, nah, we ain't giving up. We can run the table.
100%. Like anybody who thinks you don't become Aaron Rodgers, Chris, and bow out before you're eliminated. Come on. There's no way. Now, if he's hurt, that's one question. If he knows he can play, he's like, I'm going to play as long as we're viable. As soon as we're not viable and they say, all right, we're going to put the kid in and let's just let him play and see what's up. He's not going to fight it. Okay, the season's over. We had a bad year. Things didn't work out. Whatever. And you regroup, Chris. But if Aaron Rodgers said, oh, yeah, go ahead, put the kid in. I'm good. We'll see you next year. I'd be like, making $50 million, coming off of two MVPs and you're throwing a towel? I would be worried. I would be worried.
I hear you. But let me ask you this. If the Packers go to him, Brian Gutekunst and the brain trust, right? And Matt LaFleur and all, they go to him. You're like, look, Aaron, we know you want to play. And you've given it your all this year, fighting through these injuries and kept playing. But it just doesn't seem to be our year. And we got to get a look at Jordan. Not because he's replacing you. I mean, you're our guy next year. You're our guy the next 2 years if you want to stay around. But we got to see if this guy is eventually going to be our quarterback when you decide to hang it up. You said you might even hang it up after this year. So we want to see what he can do in game situations because we got to decide on his fifth-year option this year. Let's just get you healthy, and hopefully you're coming back. So we get you healthy and ready for next year, and we can, you know, plan on that. If they went to you as Aaron Rodgers and said that, do you think he should be like, you know what?
Nope.
I get it.
Nope. Okay. I just, Chris, not if I'm healthy enough to play. You just don't take yourself out of games. We've seen guys try to play with worse situations or injuries, and I just don't think that that's what you want to do if you're that guy, to just bow out because other people want to see Jordan, you know? And like you just said, that schedule is not impossible. What if they – Chris,
no,
this
right.
might be – we've talked about
they
it before.
They could regret it, Rob.
Right.
They, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just wouldn't do that. Let it play out. If you win one game and then whatever, and then you win another game, and then you get a tip ball and win the third game by accident or luck, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute.
Right.
The year they won the Super Bowl, Chris, what were they, 10-6? They were a wild card. They weren't even – they didn't win a division.
I'm with you.
That's where I'm at.
Go ahead. Yeah. I understand they need to decide on Jordan Love's fifth-year option. And like I said, I as a fan, I want to see if this dude can play. I mean, we've heard enough, Rob, to feel like he can't, or at least not, you know, at a high level where he's going to be a franchise quarterback. But I still want to see him after they did what they did in the draft to get him and all of the talk around him and the buzz. But I'm with you. It just, if you're Aaron Rodgers, and to be honest, Rob, Matt LaFleur, I don't know how he feels, but I would think he's also like, look, we got a shot.
He ain't trying to throw in a towel. You just won 13 games in a row, 3 years in a row, had disappointments in the postseason. You're not trying to throw in a towel. And, Chris, here's the other part. And we know this. They want to see him, which is fine. But they've watched every snap of this guy the last 4 years in practice against the A-team. He played in Kansas City, played a couple, you know, played against Philadelphia. They kind of got a feel for him because I've said this before, and I think we agree on this. There was a time they could have moved off Aaron Rodgers before he won the last two MVPs, Chris, in the draft when they moved up to get when they already had Jordan Love for that 1 year. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they could have been like, man, we got something. Okay, just like when we told Brett Favre to pack up, because we knew we had something. And if they really believed that they had something, not like somebody who's a stopgap, Chris, but had a guy for the future, they could have got a boatload for Aaron Rodgers from Denver at the draft. They could have.
Look, I believe you. I agree with you. I mean, I do think because Rodgers made it difficult being the MVP the last 2 years, right? You know what I mean?
Like, right.
Had he just been pretty
so,
good.
So, right.
Yeah, maybe they would have. But I tend to agree with you. I mean,
you don't think they know what he is?
Look, they might hope. It seems like, and even from talking to a few people, you know, who know people up there in Green Bay, it just seems like he has not wowed them, period. They may be hoping, hey, he might be a gamer, right? He might be a guy that plays better in the games. And again, I'm not going to make too much out of it, but he looked good. And Rob, he could actually become, if he's good, whenever we get to see him play, he could kind of become a guy maybe where you say, you know what? You see the benefit of sitting under behind a quarterback for a few years. Just like we saw with Aaron Rodgers.
Who sat almost, what, three years?
3 years. I mean, maybe Jordan Love looked better. You mentioned the Kansas City game he played. Right. Looked horrible.
Right.
This game, he looked like, man, he looks like he'd been learning from Aaron Rodgers, which is what you hope
happens.
Which
you hope, right.
And you can, Rob, they could still pick up the fifth-year option just based on what you know from him in practice or and what you saw in that game, and you'll probably see him in a few games this year, certainly if they stumble. But so yeah, I just think if you're Green Bay, you don't want it's like it'd be tanking, Rob. It would be tanking. And we always say you don't want that spirit in your organization. Even if you're not going to be good, you want to go out there and play to win. And that's what Aaron Rodgers is saying. And if for a guy you just paid $150 million, that's what you want. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you want to see Aaron Rodgers or Jordan Love behind center for the Green Bay Packers the rest of this season? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
And Rob, after you're done shaving,
yes,
what you need to do is go out back, get on your big green egg.
Wow.
And then start cooking, because nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a big green egg. It is the most versatile grill you'll ever own. and is backed by a lifetime warranty. So get it with the Fox Sports Tailgate, which is presented by Big Green Egg. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Again, you get a limited warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. 877-99 on Fox. Should the Packers go with Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Sylvan in Utah. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Sylvan?
Hey, guys. Just calling from the home of Utah State, where Jordan Love played his college ball.
Yes.
Good. Tell us something. So, did you watch him then?
Oh, yeah. I was there every game. I love the Aggies. And Jordan Love was great when he was here. I got to say, I'd love to have Jordan's time come, but I don't think it's quite yet. Like, you can't be paying Aaron Rodgers as much as you are and go through the organization. As big as I am a fan of Jordan Love, and I think he's a serviceable quarterback, I'd like to see him succeed, and I think he will eventually. Just, the way the Packers have treated Aaron Rodgers, you just got to stick with him for now. And anyway.
Yeah, there you go. We appreciate the call. And Chris and I think, too, as long as they're mathematically involved, you got to stick with Aaron Rodgers. And as soon as that's over, Chris, then you could have that conversation. Leo in New York City, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Leo?
Oh, good evening, everybody. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing good.
What up, brother? We good. We know you got something smart to say.
Wait a minute.
Smart alecky.
Are you gonna rip Chris for being sick
smart
or no?
Nah.
CB, it's very nice to have you back, I thought you were doing like the extended, weekend after Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving, yes.
That was the plan, but it got derailed.
Yes.
Yeah, the Lord had other plans for you.
Yes, exactly.
But you know what? I got to say this, guys. Stop it! There will be a colossal mistake to let Aaron Rodgers play. No. Sit the guys down. We don't care about his feeling. We're paying $50 million a year for that. We need to see Jordan Love play. I mean, even if you're not going to keep the kid, you're going to have to trade him. For that, you have to let everybody else see him play. We're talking about mathematically eliminated. That can happen in week 15 or week 16.
Right.
So what, the kid going to have one game to play only? Come on.
Do you want, if you got you're Aaron Rodgers or you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, do you want him having a mentality of, it's over?
But,
you got what? How many games they got left? Five games left.
Right.
But this is
they're
Chris,
not.
This is,
I mean, the NFC is horrible, man. Somebody's going to make it with a bad record. In addition to Tampa Bay,
right? Tampa Bay going to win the division with a losing record,
yep.
And then there might be another team that can get in. Leo, thanks for the call.
I get Leo, but I'm just saying, you can't. You got to want to win.
No, you have to. How about Cheese in North Carolina? And my cheese was hot. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
And my cheese was hot.
What up, cheese?
Fellas, how's it going? Chris, it's good to hear y'all. Good to hear you, my man.
Thank you, man. Back. Good to be back.
Hey, man. I'm gonna have to agree with Chris of what he was saying as far as with Al Rogers, man. I think he said, you don't want to concede, but to the season, but. I mean, you got to do what you. I mean, I want to see the kid play, man, and I feel like the season is done, and I think you got to get a guy a shot.
But see, like I said, you and me and any outsider, we can say the season's done. I don't want anybody on that roster or at least on the coaching staff thinking that.
You're right. But to run the table, hey Chris. To run the table is like shooting a half. It's like shooting a full court shot in order for them to make the.
Have to go 4-1, which sounds crazy. They'd be what 8-9, but that might get you in.
8-9,
yes, because they have the extra.
I'm thinking 9-8. I'm thinking about 9-8.
All right. Let me look at the. Yeah.
Thanks, Cheese.
Yep.
Appreciate it. How about Kevin in Texas? Kevin, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, Chris, glad to hear you back, brother.
Thank you, man. Good to be back.
And Rob, always nice to hear you, man. You always got the jokes. As a long-suffering Dallas Cowboys fan,
Man, I want to tell you, I'm done seeing Aaron Rodgers. He didn't cost us at least two Super Bowls. He's a bad man. If anybody wants to talk about Wolverine blood, is that man. I don't need him rejuvenating in any way this season and getting them to the playoffs and costing my boys another run at this thing.
Well,
man,
first of all,
I'm 31 years old. I haven't seen the Super Bowls. I was 5 years old, man. I'm done with Aaron Rodgers.
He is certainly a Cowboys killer. But I think as good as he is, I don't think he cost you Super Bowls. Like, y'all just ain't no good. Haven't been any good for a quarter of a century. All right? Somebody else was going to do it if it wasn't him.
We could squeeze one more in. Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drake?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, we're talking about here mathematically eliminated. A better chance Aaron Rodgers has to win Powerball. And then he does for the Packers to make it into the playoffs. This season has not gone according to plan. The remaining games, what do we got here? Dolphins? Come on now. Tua's not
Should
having
he feel that, that way?
No,
I mean, I tend to agree with you. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
But don't act like he shouldn't feel like they can't win, because you got to play one game at a time. You don't look at the whole schedule. You can't win the season. You play one game. Oh, we could beat the Bears. All right, they beat the Bears. Then the next week they beat the Minnesota. Then they beat the Lions. That's how you have to look at it.
100%. But realistically, Vikings and Dolphins are going to be tough games. I like Aaron Rodgers' moxie, his confidence. I'm just saying, from an organizational and from an objective, fan, confidence standpoint, the people want to see the young kid. At this point in time, Jordan Love's not going to get an opportunity when the Packers are winning, rolling as they have been.
I get it. I totally get it. But like I said, I just think Aaron Rodgers has to do it. And Rob, you can't, to me. And I don't know, what would he do? If he really wants to play, I guess he'd come back. But to me, you can't just piss Aaron Rodgers off.
No.
He's going to be your quarterback next year, unless you can somehow trade him.
Kent, with that deal, it seemed like it's almost impossible.
It seemed like it would be hard. I mean, obviously, I'd actually love to see him in, say, a San Francisco or somewhere like that. But I just think it might be hard with that deal to move him. But so you gotta kind of go into it, unless you, again, know you can trade him, thinking he's going to be your quarterback next year. So you don't want to, piss him off because of the way you ended this season. All right, Eddie House, NBA champion, joining us in the moment. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
NBA sharpshooter, now Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man Eddie House. What up, brother?
What's happening, guys? What's going down?
We are good, brother. Great to have you on. Let's get right to it. A lot to get to. The team that you you covered, the Celtics, and you won your championship with, they got the best record in the league, clearly looked like the best team. Offensively, Eddie, I don't know if you knew this, they got the highest-ranked team in NBA history in terms of offensive efficiency. How have they gone from being, you know, a team that was tremendous defensively and good offensively to, like, this historically good offensive team this year?
Well, I think it's a handful of things. And, I mean, as good as they were defensively, you talk about this year, I think that you look at the two guys, the main two guys, right? You talk about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And I'll even throw Marcus Smart in there. Let me talk about him, too. I think they understand they've been playing with each other for a long period of time. They understand how to play with each other, what it takes to try to win. And they are selfless superstars. And I know Jason Tatum had 49 points last night, but if you watch the games, right, they make the right play. And when you make the right play consistently and you give up a good pass to get a great pass and guys are walking in the shots and ready and the pass is on time or target and you just taking a rhythm jump shot, that's the reason why they're where they're at offensively right now. And I'm telling you, it is so fun to watch night in and night out, because it doesn't matter. It's somebody different on the bench every night, and the guys that are supposed to be the guys show up every night. It's because they share the basketball and they trust one another. That's the one word I always use when I'm talking about them is trust. And they have trust not only in their head coach, but they have their head coach has trust in them, and then they trust one another. So I see them continuing to move this way. Now, shooting the ball at the high clip they are, you know, that's kind of pressing, but they're still going to play that same particular way.
Now, you mentioned the coach, Joe Mazzulla, obviously replaced Ime Udoka. How much of this is him?
Well, I think what it was is he came in and it's like on autopilot, right? As long you're not going to crash the plane unless you take over and try to land it and don't know how to land. I think Joe Mazzulla understands how to land the plane, understand that I'm just not going to get in the way of what we have. And what I will do is I will preach, let's share the basketball a lot more. But on top of that, I look at what they did last year at this time, and then when they started going on that winning streak, it became trust in one another. Guys were pressing. Jason Tatum was pressing. Jaylen Brown was pressing. They were trying to show that I'm the guy. They understand that it's going to be a handful of guys that's going to get it done some nights, and you're going to always be a part of it. Which way are you going to be a part of it? And I think it's the understanding, again, the word trust is the word that I've always used with this team, is because they trust in him. But first and foremost, he has to show that he trusts them. And it goes down to the bottom of the bench. Like, guys that don't even get in, all of a sudden they get in, and next thing you know, you look up, they make a run. And it's because of guys like Peyton Pritchard. It's because of guys like Luke Kornet and Sam Hauser, these guys because he does trust. They might not play in the first half, but in the second half, when their number got called, they'll be ready. So trust is the big word with this team.
Hey, let me ask you about Kevin Durant and his play. He had 43 a couple nights ago. Then he had 39 last night in beating the Wizards. And he's made 44 of his last 64 shots from the field. Just talk about him playing. And, you know, people remember after they got swept and how he looked, people were saying, oh, he's not as good anymore. I mean, he's looked good this season.
Well, whoever was looking at him play basketball and say he doesn't look good, they need to go get LASIK surgery or they go get some glasses and get their prescription upgraded if they already got glasses. Because
I think Rob just made that up.
No, there were people. They were criticizing
him. He got outplayed.
No, they were criticizing. They were saying he was downgraded. He's not a top 10 player, top 8 or 5, whatever it was.
I mean, if anybody bought into that and anybody said it, you know, it's clickbait out there all day, right? So if you clicked on that thinking that they were about to show you some numbers where you've seen a decline, yeah, you falsely mistaken, because, I mean, we know what Kevin Durant is. He's nowhere near gone or fell off a cliff, nowhere near to the point to where you have any questions on his basketball abilities and what he's able to go out there and do night in and night out. And when I say night in, night out, he's a guy that does play night in and night out.
Right.
And he does what he does. So, to me, it's not surprising. I mean, come on, man. Probably the thickest score that we've seen in our time as far as what his attributes are, his height, his ability to handle the basketball, his ability to be a three-level scorer and shoot the ball from anywhere on the court, knock down free throws, play with his back to the basket. I mean, I don't know what else you want that guy to do, or anybody wants that guy to do as far as basketball, because he has touched it all. And I mean, I'm
I got a bone to pick with his game.
Well, the shooting is 68% from the field, which is astounding. Go ahead.
That's just so stupid and ridiculous. Come on, man.
I got a bone to pick with Kevin Durant.
Why is
he only taking 4.7 threes per game? He's a career 38% shooter from three. I know he is a mid-range assassin.
Right.
But, Eddie, and I get it, it's probably not, because a lot of people would say, oh, gee, he just needs to step out and take more threes. My guess, Eddie, is that for some reason it would take him out of his rhythm. He's never averaged more than six threes a game.
Hey, Chris, oh, boy, I'm telling you, you know a little something, because I was getting ready to say that. That would take him, if he went in the game and went to focus on, I need to shoot, he ain't a hooper like that. He hoops. Whatever it is that is given to him, he takes it. If he walks into a three, he's going to take it. But he's not going to hunt threes. And I think even as a coach, understanding your player and how he plays, you wouldn't want to force him into uncomfortable threes to where you making him take a three. No, you let Kevin Durant orchestrate whatever he – Mozart and Beethoven. I know, didn't nobody tell them how they were supposed to be playing their music. You know, and so you got to let him go ahead and do what he does. You understand?
Could you try to ball out? Let me,
and I
get it. I totally get what you're saying. I'm just wondering, in the off season, is that something he could work on? Where it's just, you know, because I mean, he could add probably 3 points to his scoring average a game if he took more threes, if not more.
So now he has to figure out: do I take them off the dribble? Do they draw plays up for me to catch the ball behind the three and then I jack it? How does that work? Now I got to work on just being ready to catch and shoot like a guy who's waiting for something. He has the ball in his hands, so he's always creating. So those opportunities are there unless he forces the issue and be like, you know what, I'm going to make a conscious effort that I'm going to get X amount of threes up. And to me, that's not him. That's not his game. That's not how he plays. Some people can play like that. Not Kevin Durant. When Kevin Durant says he's just a hooper, that's exactly what he is. He go out there and just go with what was going down. And for the most part, his mid-range creates everything else. His back to the basket, when he gets that, that mid-range jumper, in between off the block with his back to the basket and able to work that way, that sets up his three. The three doesn't set up all that other stuff. So I think you know, I wouldn't touch. I wouldn't. I mean, if I was him, I would. And if not broke, don't fix it. Come on, stop it.
Nah, I hear you. I hear you. All right, last thing, and we got about a minute for your answer. Luka obviously playing terrifically, but Eddie, I haven't seen, other than maybe Westbrook when he averages a triple double, I haven't seen a team that revolves so much around one guy. And as great as Luka is, I just don't think that you can win at the highest level like that. Am I wrong? Can he do it? I mean, dude is awesome.
No, but he's fantastic. He is a one-man show and almost like LeBron, but the difference between them, and I have this discussion with people all the time, and I say the difference between him and LeBron, they both are the system. They both are the guys you got to build around. But the one thing about LeBron literally made other guys better. I don't see Luka making anybody better on his team. I think guys get it because they out there are good and can get it. And what I'm talking about is getting buckets and getting their numbers. But he doesn't elevate anybody's game by what he does. He gets numbers because he has the ball in his hands.
Right.
And those are fantastic numbers, and I'm not going to knock them. That's hard to do. I don't care how you get it. He's getting it. But it's going to also never attract another bona fide superstar because they're not going to want to sit back and wait for him to not have a shot to get their opportunity.
Yeah, you see Rick Brunson is playing better. I mean, he was good last year, but he's showing stuff in New York that he didn't get to show in Dallas.
Too bad they're not winning.
I mean, they are what they are. They are what they are, you know.
The Knicks are at the bottom of the barrel. The Knicks been down there for a while.
500.
Man.
Yeah, they 500. I mean, they are what they are, you know. But he,
bottom
he,
of the barrel. But really with Luka, though, man, I think with Luka, he's going to have to figure out a way. How can he make other guys better? Like, like how LeBron used to do. LeBron would come out in a quarter and might not shoot the ball for a while, trying to get everybody else involved and get them going. Luka doesn't have that, and that's, to me, the evolution of him and the next step that he has to take. And that will entice other guys to be like, oh, I do want to go play with this guy. Because right now, I couldn't see another real young star that really feels like he's the guy that's going to take a backseat to that.
Right, I agree with you. That's our man, Eddie House, NBA champion. Great stuff, brother. Thank you.
Right on, y'all. Take care.
Yep, we talking Nia Long next. That's right, you heard correctly.
What?
Nia Long. That's next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit cards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Rob, you broached it briefly with Chad Finn. Nia Long, who, of course, was the girlfriend, maybe fiance, of Ime Udoka.
Partner.
Yeah. Significant other, but not married. She, of course, was, you know, scorned when he cheated on her, and that's why he lost his job with the Boston Celtics with someone in the organization. She said today, Ricky, you've got the quote. She's upset with the Celtics, huh? Because they didn't reach out?
Yeah. She said, quote, "If you're in the business of protecting women, I'm sorry. No one from the Celtics organization has ever called to see if I'm okay, to see if my children are okay. It's very disappointing."
Look, it would be nice if they did that. I think it'd be a nice move. But there's one person really she should be upset with, and it's Ime Udoka.
Thank you, Chris. I'm with you.
They don't have an obligation. It's a place of business. Right?
Right. No, I'm with you 100%. That's where the disappointment should be. That was a story in the Hollywood Reporter, I guess. Chris, her first comment since, and we're not trying to be insensitive.
Right.
But it does come off weird. Oh, the Celtics did you talk to your partner? Where are the quotes about
I don't know. Were there ones? I mean, did she say anything about him? Cuz I mean, come on. That's he betrayed you.
Right.
Period. Badly.
You don't badly. And Chris she doesn't work for the Celtics. Do you know?
Right.
I'm not
sure. Now, that would be different.
Right.
If she worked
if
for
it
the
was
Celtics.
Her and she lost her situation and nobody called, then that would make, I would be bummed, right? I work at Fox
or
Sports
even
Radio.
Let's
I never
say
heard
they both
from
worked
them.
There. Right. Right. They right. both worked for the Celtics. And people knew her. And I mean, obviously, they don't of her. And I don't know, was she around again? She wasn't living up there.
Right.
She was moving up there
right.
in the process of it.
Right. I agree. I think her angst or her anger just feels kind of like misplaced.
Yeah. I don't know. Does anyone know what their situation is now? Like, is she still with him?
Ricky, did you see in that article? Because I read a little piece of it, but it didn't say they were they weren't together or anything or anymore or her ex-man. I didn't read any stuff like that. So it kind of felt like it was fluid or whatever. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like
it would have been nice.
You remember Ray Rice nice didn't after that whole incident, he stayed with
Or she stayed with him.
Yeah, she stayed with him and married him. Because you remember,
right.
they weren't married, Chris.
Well, the story was that their relationship was volatile from
jump.
Day one. Yeah. And but yeah, look, like you said, we're not being insensitive. I mean, we feel bad I feel bad for Nia Long. I mean, it looked like it was a great relationship from the outside,
yep.
right? But I mean, he I always say this, right? Like when you if your significant other cheated on you.
You can't be mad at the person
right.
that's not
you
with
can you. You can have a problem with them and yeah, they shouldn't
nope.
have done it. But it's really mainly, it's the other, your spouse or
your
girlfriend,
right.
boyfriend, whatever.
You're the one to have a relationship with them. Maybe they didn't
right.
know, Chris. Maybe your significant other hid the fact that you
right.
had a wife or a girlfriend or
yep.
whatever. You know,
or
like
if they didn't care, they just, you know, they don't know you maybe. Like, it's just, it should have been, it's the other person, period. I mean, that's who most of her focus should be on. And hopefully, you know. She's able to come out of it. They share a child, so hopefully it'll work out for all of them. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got an hour left. Fox Sports Radio, keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.